While Medicare and Medicaid are separate programs, you may be eligible for both. This could help you save on premiums, out-of-pocket costs, and/or long-term care. What is Medicare, and who is eligible? Medicare is a United States federal health insurance program. It is designed to provide and reduce the cost of healthcare services for eligible beneficiaries in Texas and across the United States. Original Medicare and private Medicare plan options. Texans have both public, original Medicare, and private Medicare plan options. Original Medicare includes Medicare Part A, hospital insurance, and Medicare Part B, medical insurance. Original Medicare does not cover 100% of costs, and most people have a private health plan such as Medicare Part C, Medicare Part D, or Medicare Supplement, Medicare Part C, Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D, prescription drug coverage, and Medicare Supplement, Medigap, are your private health plan options. These are approved by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. Medicare eligibility in Texas. If you're a Texan and meet the following criteria, you are eligible for Medicare in Texas. You're aged 65 or older. You're younger than 65 with eligible disabilities by the Social Security Administration. You have end-stage renal disease, ESRD, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS. If you meet the above criteria, then you can apply for Medicare in Texas. Now, you'll want to learn more about your public and private Medicare plan options, and choose a plan that meets your health and budget needs. What is Texas Medicaid? Medicaid is a nationwide program funded by the federal government and administered and managed by states within federal guidelines. Medicaid improves the health of Texans who might otherwise go without health care. This includes those with low income or disabilities. Although the program helps a wide range of Texans, we're focusing on Medicaid's help to Texans aged 65 and over, especially those with long-term care needs. In Texas, Medicaid is administered by the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, HHSC. Most Medicaid plans in Texas are provided by Managed Care Organizations, MCO. Texas Managed Medicaid for those 65 and older and the disabled are often referred to as STAR++. When you have a STAR++ plan, you receive Medicaid health care services such as doctor visits, and long-term services and support for basic daily activities in your home, help to make modifications to your home so you can safely move around, short-term care to provide a break for care drivers, personal assistance. With STAR++, you get to choose your health plan, and many come with value-added or extra services such as dental, vision, hearing, and prescription bonuses. You can use the STAR++ comparison charts to find the STAR++ health plans offered in your county or service area. Who is eligible for Medicaid in Texas? To be eligible for Medicaid in Texas, you must be a resident of the state of Texas, be a U.S. national, citizen, permanent resident, or legal alien, need health care insurance assistance, be low or very low income according to Texas, be 65 years of age or older, or have a disability. If you're eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid, you're likely to be what's called dual eligible. Medicaid eligibility is tied to income and financial resource levels. Unlike Medicare, with Medicaid, you must recertify with Texas each year to ensure you continue to qualify. What's considered income and assets? What defines income? To be eligible for Medicaid, you must meet income requirements. Texas will count some of your income, but not all of it. Your income includes regular benefit payments from Social Security, retirement or disability payment, veterans benefits, you or your spouse's pension, salaries or wages, and interest from CDs, certificates of deposit, bank accounts, or dividends from investments. Things that are not counted as income include nutritional assistance from programs such as food stamps, housing assistance provided by the federal government, home energy assistance, and potentially some of your earnings from earned work that you perform. What assets count when applying for Medicaid? When applying for Medicaid, financial assets counted for include cash, stocks, bonds, investments, savings and checking accounts, and real estate that is not your primary residence. Many assets are considered exempt and not countable for your eligibility. These items include your personal belongings, household furnishings, one car, irrevocable burial trusts, and your primary place of residence. Medicaid programs in Texas. Medicare Part A and B. Assistance if you receive or are eligible for Medicare, but you're unable to pay for your premiums, copays, or deductibles. You should read more about Medicare savings programs in Texas. Four Medicare savings programs could help you pay for Medicare Part A and or Part B deductibles, coinsurance, and copayments. Long-term care assistance. There are three buckets of Medicaid long-term care programs that you or your loved one may be eligible for. Institutional nursing home Medicaid, Medicaid waivers home and community-based services, regular Medicaid aged blind and disabled. Each program bucket has slightly different eligibility requirements and benefits. In Texas, some programs are entitlements, while others have limited enrollment. For example, nursing home care and regular Medicaid are entitlement programs available to you if you're eligible. However, Medicaid waivers and home community-based services are available to a limited number of participants. These programs are not guaranteed. Institutional nursing home Medicaid is an entitlement and is provided only in nursing homes. Medicaid waivers home and community-based services, limited number of participants, provided at home, adult daycare, adult foster care home, or assisted living. Regular Medicaid aged blind and disabled is an entitlement and is provided at home or adult daycare. Long-term care program options in Texas: Day Activity and Health Services, DAHS, an adult daycare program that facilitates care for up to 10 hours per day, Monday through Friday, during regular business hours. This helps you or your loved one receive care outside of a nursing home. Services may address physical, mental, medical, and social needs. The STAR Plus Plus Waiver, a limited enrollment managed care program that covers assisted living, adult foster care, and in-home support to help you stay in your home and avoid going to a nursing home. Sometimes Medicaid will pay for home care locations if it can be obtained at a lower cost than a nursing home. This is achieved through a Medicaid waiver, also referred to as home and community-based services, HCS, waivers or waiver-funded services. The Community First Choice, CFC program provides help with daily living activities and health-related tasks. One of the main goals is to create continuity of services and support while helping you or a loved one learn to care for themselves. It supports the caregiver with training on how to select, manage, and dismiss healthcare attendants. Primary Home Care in Texas, PHC, another program that provides personal care in the home. This program is also a non-skilled, non-technical service provided to those eligible, who are functionally limited in their ability to perform daily activities. PHC provider agencies also provide family care, FC services. This program, like Community First Choice, allows you to choose your caregivers. You may be able to select family members as your hired caregiver. Community Attendant Services, CAS provides non-medical personal care assistance, homemaker services, and transportation assistance to from medical appointments. This non-technical, medically related personal care service is eligible to adults whose health problems cause them to be limited in performing daily living activities according to their doctor's statement of medical need. How do I apply for Medicaid in Texas? Medicaid benefits could help you pay for your Part A and or B premiums, copays, and deductibles. It could also help you or a loved one afford additional care, like long-term care, gather benefit information, and ensure that you meet all of the eligibility requirements for the program you're interested in applying for. If your income or assets are over the limits or you're unsure if you meet the eligibility criteria, a local Medicare agent can help. A local agent can guide you through your Medicaid eligibility and application options. They'll help you understand your options and the optimal dual eligible plan for your health and budget. If you're eligible, want to apply for Medicaid on your own, complete an application for benefits. Texas Health and Human Services Commission. This is a link to the PDF version that you can complete and then physically mail or fax. Apply for benefits online through your Texas benefits.